I'm Nick O'Gorman, and I'm the author and writer of the H.P. Lovecraft adaptation Entombed with the Pharaohs, and you're listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast.
Welcome to the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book and graphic novel creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Nick O'Gorman about his new Kickstarter project, H.P. Lovecraft's Entombed with the Pharaohs. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Podcasts, and YouTube Video. Please like and subscribe to that video channel. Nick O'Gorman is a versatile comic artist based in Ottawa, Ontario. Nick's been working professionally for over a decade in a variety of comic book creator roles, including writer, penciler, inker, letter, and colorist. Nick has written several original comic books and has also adapted a number of H.P. Lovecraft stories into the visual format. His latest project is a Kickstarter comic book entitled Entombed with the Pharaohs with writer Mike Shea. In Entombed with the Pharaohs, the legendary magician Harry Houdini is forced to perform a daring escape from within the enigmatic Great Pyramid of Giza. What begins as a fanciful expedition to Egypt twists into a harrowing encounter with ancient powers beyond comprehension. As Houdini delves deeper into the secrets of the pyramid, he confronts cosmic horrors that threaten to shatter his perception of reality. So without further ado, here's my chat with Nick O'Gorman about his new Kickstarter project, H.P. Lovecraft's Entombed with the Pharaohs.
So Nick O'Gorman, thank you very much for taking time to chat with me.
Thanks for having me, man.
I appreciate it. We've talked quite a bit over the years, but it's good to catch up, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was 2018 was the first time I was on.
Oh my gosh, it's been a while. it's been a minute. Before I get to all the questions, I would like to know, what are you reading today? What's on your bedside reading table?
Right now, me and my wife started reading Etronaut. So it's a series from Argentina, I do believe, from the 50s and 60s. And it was collected by Fantagraphics a number of years ago. And it's super, super like expensive and hard to find and track down. But like it's pretty rare for the English translation, especially the Fantagraphics like compendium. But we discovered it was in our university's library and it's in like mint condition. So it's like wow. Something like a $600 book and it's just sitting there. So we got it for the month and we're just trying to plow through it. It's absolutely phenomenal. The art was so ahead of its time. The writing was so ahead of its time. And the story of the writer is really tragic outside of the book. But he just I think he's forgotten kind of like his contribution to the medium, and like the book itself is just phenomenal. He also did another book called Mort Cinder, which I have not read yet, but I hear is just as good. So
cool. That sounds pretty intriguing for sure. So we're here talking because you've got something big going on, a new project on Kickstarter. I wonder if you could talk a wee bit about it.
Yeah, for sure. So my new book, it's part of a big, long project I'm doing. It's about 13-year project. This is year 6. So every year I look at what H.P. Lovecraft did 100 years ago, and then I choose something from that selection and I'll come out with it on its 100th year anniversary kind of thing. So this is the 6th year. I'm doing a book called Entombed with the Pharaohs, which is a really cool story. So basically Houdini back in 1920s, he commissioned Lovecraft to write a fictional account of Houdini's time in Egypt and his escape from the Great Pyramid. So you got Houdini, you got Lovecraft, you got some cosmic horror and Egypt. So it's everything, like all of my passions in one. It's a book that, as far as when I was looking at upcoming stories to do for the Lovecraft project, it's been like, you know, burning a hole in my drawer, I guess my pencil drawer, just waiting to start drawing all the Egypt stuff, all the sphinxes and all the craziness. So it's been a blast.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. That sounds kind of like a urban legend that Harry Houdini and H.P. Lovecraft got together to write a book. Doesn't that sound kind of odd?
Oh, yeah. It's such a neat little kind of niche little thing that it's like, it sounds like complete crap, but it actually happened. And the story itself is really cool.
That is neat. That's for sure. Now, you are the author on the H.P. Lovecraft books. I'm wondering, who's your artist? Who's helping you out this time?
I'm the artist as well on this.
Oh, okay.
I did get my buddy Mike Shea to kind of come on and help me script this one for the first time. He writes a book called Miskatonic High that I've done some work here and there for on covers and a backup story. So it's a pretty popular book on Kickstarter, like extremely popular, way more popular than anything I've done. So your listeners might have read it. It's great. So for a variant cover, I got his artist on that series to actually do one for us, and it turned out gorgeous. His name's Ryan Mendoza. It's awesome. I was pretty partial to my cover, and then I saw his, and I'm like, damn.
So this is the first time you're working together on a project?
The first time on the Lovecraft stuff. He commissioned me to write and draw a story for the Miskatonic High universe. That was the prior work that we had done together.
Oh, okay. So that sort of great experience led you to call him up again and say, hey, let's do this thing.
Yeah. So Miskatonic High is very Lovecraft inspired. So they go through like a lot of like the tropes of Lovecraft, but just in a high school kind of thing. So it's a lot of fun. So cool. Shared passion on the Lovecraft work for sure.
Can you talk a wee bit about the collaborative process, how you two work together on this project?
Yeah, for sure. Like when I mentioned the idea to him, he was a lot more ready to kind of just go all out. And he maybe wanted to have like correspondence in the book, maybe between Lovecraft and Houdini, because it was such an interesting idea that they were writing each other. There's a lot of Lovecraft archives out there, but I've never seen those letters. And usually my adaptations are far more to the letter of what the stories actually were. So I kind of had to wrangle him and, you know, just be like, we're on rails here. We have to kind of do it more direct. But we do some cool stuff with Lovecraft. One of the cool things is a lot of the stuff is unspoken, unsaid, the unnamed horror, indescribable horror. So trying to put that into a visual language for me as an artist is just absolutely like, that's my bread and butter. That's where the fun happens.
That doesn't that leave like all sorts of interpretation open? Like it's if you can't describe it, it could be literally anything.
Yeah, exactly. So particularly on the first one I did, Beyond the Walls of Sleep, that one is all like these dream vistas and crazy scenes like that that are not very well described. So coming up with like a visual language for that kind of the indescribable horror is like, it's what I really appreciate about the project for sure.
Neat. We mentioned that this is on Kickstarter, and with any Kickstarter, there's definitely rewards that you give to backers. I wonder if you could talk a wee bit about those. What can people expect?
Yeah, so I do a lot of like free stuff, and I always like all my books usually come with a poster, so they'll get some cool just gimme stuff like that. I do really cool silkscreen envelopes, so you know when you get it in the mail, you'll know it's that book. Like I've got like the Necronomicon like envelope pretty much that I silkscreen and print for everybody. I also, as far as tiers go, you can get my cover, you can get Ryan's cover. I have poster sets that you can get. I have these fun candles that you can get as an add-on. They're like prayer candles, but they have like different elder gods from the Lovecraft mythos on them. I also have an early bird special still available. I think I've only done about, I think I have about 15 left as it stands, but it's a way of getting all my prior books and a whole bunch more in a really cool silk-screened box. It'll look really cool on the shelf. So that's one. You can also get my original art in a tier called Kleptomaniacal Archive. So if you want a page from the book or my other books, that's where you do it. Other than that, yeah, that pretty much rounds out the different things. And you can get all my other books as add-ons too.
Very good. Now, with this great weather we're having these days in the summer coming up, I'm wondering if you have any festivals or conventions in your future plans.
I have a 10-month-old son, so this year kind of I've put festivals on the back burner. I'm going to be like doing some stuff again next year. Next year, I'll definitely be at Montreal again. I'm hoping to get into TCAF eventually. I've been applying every year. Hopefully, maybe next year will be the year.
Well, that would be interesting because I don't know if you've heard, but the Toronto Reference Library is supposed to be undergoing some renovations around the same time that TCAF usually takes place.
So, oh, okay.
My fingers are crossed it's going to be an outdoor convention like Montreal Comic does, but we shall see.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I love going to it as a fan. So yeah, my goal is to table there soon anyways.
Sounds good. Now, you've been in this comic book business for a while. As you said, we've been talking for many years. So I'm wondering if you can provide one piece of advice for someone who wants to make their own, let's say, Kickstarter comic book series. What would you say to them?
I'd say that you have to temper your expectations for sure. If you're drawing it and writing it yourself, it's a lot easier. You're not going to get rich off of it for sure, but you can start building an audience. If you're paying an artist, it's going to be damn hard between the printing costs and everything else like that. Definitely the more of a book that's done and the more that you can show off is always, you know, it's always a good idea. You need to give these people an idea of what they're getting if you don't have kind of a footprint already. And yeah, like, just network with other creators who are running Kickstarters, like, notice what they're doing with their graphics or how they're setting it up, what their tiers are. Prepared to get absolutely screwed in the shipping, because it's always more expensive than you think it will be.
So plan ahead. Give yourself plenty of time.
It's a lot of planning. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Start small. Do a small, like, ash can or something. Don't try to do, like, your magnum opus trade paperback or graphic novel right off the bat.
Sounds good. Well, with everything that you've got on the go now and in the future, where do you recommend that people go online to find out about you?
You can find me on Twitter at ThatNicoG. You can find my Patreon, same thing. Most anywhere online, social media-wise, I'm going to be ThatNicoG. But yeah, definitely check out my Patreon, check out my Twitter, and check out my Kickstarter.
Thanks to Nick for the chat. You can discover more about his Kickstarter on Kickstarter.com. And you can discover more about Nick on Instagram at instagram.com/thatnickog. And that's ThatNickOG. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Remember to check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. True North Country Comics is now on YouTube. Please like and subscribe to that video channel and hit the notification button. Remember, you can follow along at True North Country Comics on most social media sites. And you can send any and all feedback to john@truenorthcountrycomics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2024.